This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once asked a newspaper publisher why the front section of his paper was filled with bad news. I mean, don't people prefer to read good news, I asked? Can't you put the bad news in a specially marked bad news section for people to read when they're emotionally prepared to face the facts about the world's condition? He laughed at me. In the news business, he said, we have a motto, if it bleeds, it leads, meaning bad news sells. Now, that may be true for the news business, I'm not qualified to judge, but in the entertainment business, we live by a different code. When people put down the newspaper or turn away from the TV news channel, what they're more often than not looking for is a little escapism. TV shows and movies can offer what newspapers can't, a happy ending. Which is why it's so odd, especially these days, to flip through the channels and discover how many large media companies, most of them managed by intelligent, well-informed people, are nevertheless trying to make money by enticing audiences with dark and depressing programs. I mean, perfectly good, though grim shows like Hannibal have been canceled, and the recently popular genre of the anti-hero, shows that depict such complicated and morally compromised leading roles as Tony Soprano or Breaking Bad's Walter White, well, they now seem like tough sells. And comedies, which depict essentially miserable people being miserable to each other, don't get the audience traction everyone expects, where shows about underdogs and dreamers. I'm thinking specifically here about HBO's brilliant and basically cheerful Silicon Valley. Well, they manage to be both sunny and smart at the same time. Now, the movie business seems to have figured this out. The biggest movies this summer, especially one of the most successful movies of the year, Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible 5, Rogue Nation, have delivered high-quality, edge-of-the-seat, escapist fare, a perfect antidote to a summer of front-page bad news. Scan the top international films, titles such as Minions and Ant-Man and Inside Out, and it's clear that when audiences are offered an opportunity to sit in the dark and lose themselves for 2 hours and keep the bad news at bay, they'll take it. TV viewers of today, I'm pretty sure, are looking for the same thing. One of the reasons reality talent shows are so popular, shows like American Idol and Britain's Got Talent, is because everyone loves an underdog story. The competition isn't rigged, but the competitor stories are edited carefully and presented to the viewer in a deliberately structured way so that the good guys win and the underdog triumphs. The outcomes of these kinds of shows are almost always deeply satisfying and uplifting, unlike, say, the scripted programming that appears elsewhere. The problem, though, is that scripts are written by writers, and writers tend, on the whole, to be, you know, a little pretentious. There is something irresistible about writing a dark and cynical series with an anti-hero at the center because, well, that seems on the whole, you know, smarter, more unconventional, more arty and clever. But arty and clever, unfortunately, rarely pay the rent. Dark and depressing is a hard way to make money. I mean, if it were easy, the newspaper business would be in much better shape. Maybe they should lead with something else too. And that's it for this week. Next week, we're unconventional. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.